This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. One day a TV reporter asked a stonemason, "How do you like your job there?" "I hate it," he said. "It's the most boring job in the world." The same reporter moved around to the other side of the building and he asked another mason the question, "How do you like it?" He said, "It's great because I see myself building an architectural masterpiece." Same situation. Same building, same job, but two different perspectives. It depends, doesn't it? And today I want to talk on this topic, the one word, circumstances. Two of the great laws of life we must learn are many circumstances that we have in life are uncontrollable. Things don't always go as planned. Life doesn't always go the way that we want it to. So many things in life are beyond our control. And maybe today you're right in the middle of such experience. It can be difficult, frustrating. But what can you do? Someone has wisely said that these are the cards that you're dealt with in life. How you play them is your choice. It was George Bernard Shaw who said, "People are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances," he said. "The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, they make them." There's that old musical, you remember, called Oklahoma. Gordon McRae sings, "Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way." Well, sounds okay. It sounds very cheerful and bright, but it's not difficult to be happy under adverse circumstances when the clouds roll in, things go from bad to worse, you know? We hear friends say, "If my circumstances were different, I would be different." We kind of feel that if our circumstances were different, or our upbringing was different, or the environment, the people around us, somehow we would be different. We'd be more patient and loving, content, and we'd be easier to get on with. If our circumstances make us what we are, then really, we are victims. And that's just what Satan wants us to believe, because if we're victims, we're not responsible. We can't help the way we are and what we do. But God says we are responsible, not for the failures of others, but for our own responses and our own lives. Nancy D. LaDamos, the author, says the truth is our circumstances do not make us what we are. They merely reveal what we are. Some people feel that they are victims. Everything bad happens to me. Stephen Covey says we need to change the way we think and not allow changing circumstances to dictate the way we respond to life. We're not at the mercy of circumstances. And that's why the great Apostle Paul said, "I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need and to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in every and any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want." That's in Philippians 4. How could he really believe that? Of course, by experience, and Paul had discovered that he could live above the circumstances that he found himself in. Jesus was his Saviour. And Paul wrote to the Thessalonica Christians, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now, that doesn't mean we understand what's going on or we like what it is that's going on. But as the psalmist in Psalm 100 said, "You know the Lord is God. He created us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." That means that God values us and God cares for us. We're not trapped in this life. We're not. We're not victims of circumstances. So why put the key to your happiness in somebody else's hands or at the mercy of something that's external? True happiness is not dependent on those external things. It comes from within, doesn't it? The scripture says that because of the Lord's great love, we're not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So let's try and respond rather than react to the challenges of life. Focus on what is working in your life rather than what is not working. Well, dear Lord, I pray now for people who are facing bad news, a phone call or a knock on the door. Lord, how devastating that can be. I pray that you'll give them courage to face whatever comes today, regardless of the circumstances. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.